Chapter 1, Devotional 5. Built to last, God's word is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Luke 21, verse 33. We often hear ad campaigns proclaiming the durability of a product and the phrase, built to last. If, as Christians, we are drawn to this notion and it sounds vaguely familiar, it's because Jesus said it first. In the verse you just heard, Jesus declares that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Simply put, God's word is built to last. In contrast, we live in a world where products are made, designed, and built with an expiration date, or best if used by date. They are made to quickly become useless and disposed. To deal with this reality, Americans spend millions of dollars every year on extended warranty programs in an effort to stretch a product's lifespan from 1 year design life to a 3 year user life. Then, at the end of 3 years, we discard the product. In the world of electronic gadgets, the lifespan of cell phones and software is often months, not years. It is comforting to know that the Word of God does not change. It does not disintegrate, go stale, or have an expiration date. The Bible is often referred to as the living Word. It is alive and filled with the Spirit of God. Every time I read my Bible, I see something new, something that I missed in my previous reading and study time. The Holy Spirit will often speak to me and say, "Now that you are ready, let me reveal a deeper level of truth to you today." I praise God that His Word is alive and new each time I read it. The Bible is more than words written on a page about people and places that faded away long ago. It is filled with the very presence, character, will, truth, power, and life of the Most High God. Reading my Bible is not a passive event. It is a real-time, intimate contact with a living God. Best of all, it is built to last. Lord, thank you for your living word that never fails me. Thank you that it sustains and strengthens me and is life to my mind, heart, and spirit. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.